Nick and Jenny Daly. Well, hello everyone. I'm sending this message to our entire Juice Fest team, as well as to my swag team, the Blueberries. So my apologies to Helen. I know you're on both my distribution lists, but you can just hit the D key to discard the second message when you hear it. But what I wanted to talk about was building a Juice Plus team. I think you'd agree that most of us these days have no problem sharing Juice Plus and building a customer base. Our great customer care kicks in, and that aspect of the business is pretty simple. The more challenging aspect of the business is building that team of distributors, is duplicating yourself and finding somebody who wants to do what you do. Now, statistically, you may have heard that 1 out of 10 of your customers is at some stage going to have an interest in the business. This may be after 3 or 4 months, it may not be for 3 or 4 years, but the question is, how do you identify those customers? Well, one approach, of course, is to give them a call, and I want to give you 2 examples here. The first example is what I suggest you don't say. And in this scenario, let's call her Karen. You make the call and you say to her, you know, Karen, with your belief in Juice Plus, I was wondering whether you might be interested in becoming a distributor. Or you might say, Karen, with your interest in Juice Plus, I was wondering whether you might be interested in doing what I do. Well, think about it. Karen probably has no idea what you do. At best, she considers that you're in sales because she's the consumer and you are selling her a product. So she's probably going to say something like, well, thanks for thinking of me, but no, I'm really not interested, or I'm too busy, or, you know, I'm not a salesperson. You're going to get a negative response. However, if your approach was like this, and you were to say, you know, Karen, I was thinking about you with your belief in Juice Plus. Would you be interested in getting together sometime for coffee? I would love to sit down and just show you how you could cover the cost of your own Juice Plus or even make an extra few $100 a month. You know, do you have an hour or so sometime in the next week or so when we could get together? That is probably going to elicit a very different response. And then when you do get together, you can just talk her very quickly through the virtual franchise presentation booklet. And, you know, it's amazing how making a small change in your approach can make a very big difference in the results. So I encourage you to look at your preferred customer genealogy, which you can get from your virtual office, make some calls, and watch your business grow. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now.